Chapter 48. Why are investors so bad at investing? If cavemen were investors. Have you heard of the caveman who was analytical, measured in his approach, and focused on long-term goals rather than short-term dangers? No? Yeah, me either. That dude didn't live to be 12 years old. He's not a caveman, he's a cave boy. All those wonderful personality characteristics would serve that cave boy today as a CEO or professional investor. But back then, in the face of constant dangers and threats, no. His highly emotional and act first and then ask questions later buddies survived him. And unfortunately for us today, these qualities of patience, analytical thinking, and long-term focus have only been developed recently in our evolution. Investing, or maybe I should say successful investing, takes certain qualities, such as taking a measured and analytical view rather than an emotional one, and being able to focus on long-term goals that may be years or even decades in the future, as opposed to what's happening right now. For all you Trekkies out there, we are much more like the highly charged Dr. McCoy than we are Dr. Spock. Let's look at some real investment returns. For the time period 1993 to 2013, we have these various asset classes and they each performed differently. So the best performing asset class for this time period was energy-related stocks, things like oil, gas exploration, things like that. That produced a return of about 12% per year. Real estate, about 10%, U.S. stocks, about 9%, and so on and so on. So during that time period, if you had left all your money in cash, you'd earn about a, let's call it about a 3% return. Okay, but how did the average investor do over this time period? In a word, horribly. It's as if someone took a $1 bill, a $2 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $20 bill, and a $100 bill, put them all into a bag, shook it up, and then said, "Reach in and grab yourself one bill." Well, the average investor would reach in and pull out 50 cents. That's how badly they did. You might be wondering, how is it possible that the average investor did so badly when you had all of these investment asset classes do so much better? Well, it's probably the result of market timing or being emotional. So here are a few tips on how you can do better with your investments. Number one, know your risk tolerance. This will help you ensure that you don't have a portfolio that is too risky for your stomach. Of course, what happens there is the market drops a little bit, your portfolio was too risky, and you decide to sell at the wrong time. Second tip is to stay grounded. This means don't celebrate the gains, and instead focus on a longer-term view of investing. The third one, I love this one, don't market time. Trying to get out of the market and then back in at the right time is impossible. And what's our lesson? Remember, how to become a millionaire? Start with the $1 billion and then try to time the market. The last tip is don't believe the hype. Monitor your investments, but don't obsess over them. You have the ability to track your portfolio's every move minute by minute, but that won't help keep you grounded. Check in each month or maybe quarter. But don't get too crazy over watching everything all the time. Okay, so what's up next? Well, I'm going to try to keep this G-rated, but I have to talk to you about pornography in the next lesson. And listen, it's not going to be pretty.